Okay, we're on page 5. We're going to finish the Maamar of Bez Hashem tonight. On the top of page 5, we were learning Hadafke when a person is going through a difficulty, and in that difficulty he doesn't see an Eitzah, he doesn't see an opening, so he comes to that feeling of being Misyayish. So we always associate Yayish with something which is very, very negative, giving up, losing hope, which causes us to feel a complete and total loss of Simcha in the present moment. But what the Tzaddik here is explaining is that when we learn the Svarma Kedoshim, we understand that it's Davke at that moment of giving up and letting go of all the things that we depend upon, that we're able to finally have, could be for the first time in our lives, a sincere and real relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu that comes from a sense of my absolute and complete dependence upon Him. And a person, for the first time in his or her life, can turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu with a feeling, be'emes, of Ein Oid Milvado, which is always the truth, Ein Oid Milvado. But I never felt it until now. So the Yeyush itself is a source of a sincere hiskashus to the Bari Olam. So let's continue. Let's finish the Maimah. Kasha Balabayis on page 5, the right hand side. Kasha Balabayis Machnis Ereach El Beisai Meholche Drachen. He gives a very beautiful muscle to this that we're learning. When a Balabayis takes in a guest, now, a lot of the Hachnasas Orchem nowadays is socializing, having people over, and so on. But old-fashioned Hachnasas Orchem, there were Holche Drachem, where people didn't have a place. People who needed a roof over their heads. So the Balabas takes in this Eireach, Uma Achiloi, and gives him to eat, Uma Shkeyu, and to drink, Uma Nakeyu Me'avak, and gives him an opportunity to get clean. Nirish Gomel Imay Chesed. So when we look at that, there's a tremendous chesed. It's one of the greatest chesedim in the world, Hachnasas Orchem. Ach besoich kach, but everybody knows that besoich kach mismale leiv hamaareach heora v'chedva miyuchedes. That the heart of the balabas, the heart of the host, is filled with a light of tremendous, tremendous joy. There's a teaching from the Holy Baal Shem that the word oreach, guest, is or ches, the light of eight. That's deeply connected to Chanukah. That's not for now. But it's deeply connected to Chanukah, which is one of the reasons why we light the candle by the opening of the house. It used to be lit outside in the Yerushalayim. You could see that still. But many who go according to the Ari HaKadosh continue to light by the door across from the mezuzah. By the opening, there's the Or Chest, the light of eight. What's the connection between Oireach and Or Ches, the light of eight? What does that mean? When the Oireach comes, the Baal Shem Tov teaches, Hevi imay Or Ches. He brings with him the guest, even though we feel like we're doing him a big taiva, and we are on a basic level, we feel that we're doing this guest a big, big taiva, and a big chesed. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says that the truth is that when the Oireach comes into the house, he brings into the house with him Or Ches, the light of eight. K'di'isa b'Baal Shem Tov, v'amr Chazal, yo'isa mishabalabayis o'isa im ha'oni, Chazal have taught that more than the balabayis does for the poor person, ha'oni o'isa im balabayis. The ani, the poor person, does for the host, for the balabas. V'amru, and Chazal, of course, have taught, We learned from Avraham Avinu that Gedoyla Hachnosas Orchim Yoisem Mikabolis Pnei Hashchina. That receiving guests, hospitality, is greater than receiving the Shechina herself. So still, what does this mean? What is this Or Ches that the Areach brings into the life of the host? On a very simple level, the way it's being explained by the Baal Shem Tov is, when Chazal tell us that the Baal Abos is gaining more than he's giving, which is really true of any tzedakah, but in particular Hachnasas Orachim, it means that there was something in my life that was missing until I opened up my home and opened up my heart to this other person. And the truth is that what I was missing in my life is much greater than what that poor man was missing. He was missing a warm bed and a hot meal and a bath. That's what he was missing. Okay. He was missing some food. He was missing a bed, and he was missing a shower. That's what he was missing in his life, the poor person. But what was I missing in my life? What was I missing before I opened up my home? I was missing something much greater than the poor person was missing. I was missing myself. I was missing the kinder part of who I am. I was missing the ability to open up to somebody in need. That which the ani, which the poor person gave me, is much more than a bed, a shower, and a meal. It's much more. He brought with him, the Ayreach brought into my life the light of Ches. Ches, of course, everybody knows, the number 8 means that which is me'eva, that which is beyond this world. 7 are the days of creation. 8 means something much higher. Much, much higher than a meal, than a bed. Something much greater than that. The Ani brought into my life. He brought me back to my neshama, because the neshama of a Jew was longing to do for others. So you could be cloistered in your $1 million home for the whole year and live that way and have everything that you need. And this poor person, this nabach, this schlepper comes and you feel that you're doing him a big tithe. You open up your beautiful home and he's able to have the Shabbos of his life or the time of his life being in this beautiful home. And look what you've done for him. What you've done for him is tiny compared to what he's done for you. That's what the Baal Shem Tov taught. You gave him the light of 7. 7 means this world. You gave him a meal. You gave him a bed. You gave him some comfort. That's the light of this world. What the poor person gave you is the light of the world beyond this world. That's much greater. That's the teaching of the Holy Baal Shem. So what is that, the neged to what we're learning? So he explains, V'hine gam b'matzavei ha-nefesh. When it comes to different states of the soul, different times that we go through, and feelings that we have, yesh dargos me'iros shehem b'chinas pnei ha-shchina. There are times that we're feeling really good about our Yiddishkeit, we're feeling really good about ourselves. And those days could be described, I would say years, but it doesn't usually last that long. So those days, or maybe hours, could be described as Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. When we feel that we're in contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we feel that we're doing good, things are going well. That's called Pnei Hashchina. Pnei Hashchina. It doesn't have to be something with prophecy or some great mystical revelation. It means that things are good. Now we all prefer the comfort of things feeling good and going right. That's called Pnei Shechina. When things feel good and are going right. Gashmis and Ruchnis, family, Panasa, that's called Pnei Hashchina. It's good. And we prefer that. But there are also times in life, Shehem Bechinas Holche Drachim, when we are no longer in a state, or for that time we're not in a state of Pnei Shechina, we're not in a state of being a Balabas. We're more like Holche Drachim. We're more in a state of being wayfarers along the road. schleppers. Ayofim, tired, utsmeim, thirsty. Raglehim ba'avak, whose feet are covered with dirt. But of course, those are all euphemisms for much deeper problems than being physically hungry, thirsty, or dirty. Val ha'odim l'ho'yir gam matzoviv eila. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to illuminate those situations in our life as well. What does that mean? He wants us to take that part of our lives and welcome them into our home. There are balabayas days, and then there are days that we're like poor people that are schlepping. The poor person is never to be ignored. He's to be welcomed into the house. In a person's own life, there are days that are wealthy, there are days that are poor. Instead of crying about and seeing those poor days as the cause of chas v'chalila, a breakdown, a sadness, stress, hysteria, whatever it might be, the Torah is saying, the Baal Shem Tov is teaching, welcome them into your home, because those difficult days of life can bring into your life the light of the number 8, or ches. That on a regular day when you're a balabas with yourself, you're not going to necessarily feel, in other words, a day when it's Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, meaning when things are going well, and you're feeling good about your gashmis, and good about your ruchnis, and good about your marriage, and good about your kids, and good about everything, which is wonderful, it's Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. Those days, at the end, might not add up to what a more difficult day, a day when you're a schlepper, when you're poor, to what that poor day of your life could add to your life, if you allow the oreach in. Allowing the oreach in, allowing the light of 8 in, means allowing the difficult time to make you into a greater person. That's greater than Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. But Chazal say, G'dayla hachnas az arachim, yoyse mi Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. There's the regular life, that's like a balabas, and then there's the time in life when you and I are like Orchim. And an Areach feels lost, an Areach feels tzibrachim, and an Areach feels dirty and underfed, an Areach feels very, very bewildered. So what the Baal Shem Tov is saying, and what the Tzaddik here is explaining, is that instead of turning your back to the Areach, instead of thinking that Areach is some sort of a threat to your life, is bringing down your life, welcome him in. Because the Areach brings with him the light of that which is beyond yourself, that which is higher than your normal life. If you look at it in that way, it can bring you to a place that you haven't brought yourself, because you were taking life for granted. And you were enjoying that wonderful Metzius that's called Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. But life is not always about Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. Life is about becoming all of a sudden lost and feeling like you're on the road and feeling like you don't have a place. And that's where we find that one of the hints of the month of Elul is the Inyan of the Ir Miklat. And a person looking for a place, not having a place. A person who killed somebody accidentally. And you and I have done things that we didn't mean to do this past year. We never intended to do, but it came out that we did certain things. And like the Reitzach B'Shoigig, like the unintentional murderer, he's looking for a place of refuge. Ino liyado v'nos l'sham, I forgot the exact pasuk, that it came to the person as the Isis of Elu, that a person made mistakes, and he's on the road. He doesn't feel that he has a place. He feels a little bit homeless. So Hashem Baruch says, don't turn that oreach away. Instinctively, a person doesn't want to deal with that stuff, and therefore he can't find any simcha in the present moment, because it's something very distasteful, like many of these archim were and are that just pop up in life. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says that the Erech brings the light of Ches into your life if you welcome him in instead of turning him away. That's what it means. And then you know what? And it turns out that that which you thought was a hard time of your life, it really turned out to be Pnei Shechina, a much stronger connection to the Shechina than when you thought things were great. That is even greater. Those days of life that are the unexpected guests and they're not particularly attractive and clean and so on. But instead of running away, instead of saying maybe someday I'll get rid of this guest or I won't have this guest, I won't be bothered by this stuff, instead the person uses it as a time to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he'll find, he could very well find that it's Yosef Mekabos Pnei Shechina. Ki Mekabel Me'orchem Eila, because one receives from these orchim of life, from the unexpected difficulties of life. One can receive. He says, Hainu matzavei nafsha hametzuyim b'choshech umyachlim sheyachnisu gam behem or Hashem. One finds that the light of Hashem can be uncovered davke in these orchim of life more than the regular balabaz days of life. Umekabel mehem or hagavaya yoser, and one can receive a higher light from those difficult times. More than any of the other ha'aris that he had, the light that he experienced on during regular times, during good times. And that's the meaning of or ches, oreach. It's not always an oreach from the street. It's that you or I are transformed for a little time in life to homeless, frightened and vulnerable people who need a place to stay. And it's that need within ourselves that makes it possible to connect to the Shechina on a deeper level than ever before. Shuli ha'inyan, ayiz dalet, hiskarvus b'levu b'amuna. When a person experiences this closeness to Hashem, that comes with an intensified madrega of amuna, gereris umivia kimat me'aleha es hishtapus hamaisa. Almost these feelings almost of renewed amuna, they almost always lead automatically to an improvement in the actual mitzvahs, to a change in the circumstances of a person's life. Not always, but almost always. Kfi erachai v'kaychas shel adam, each person according to who he is in his kaychas. Rabim toyim lizbar, many, many make a mistake, and many people think, shetchilas shinui b'chayim, that the beginning of a change in life, now, it's that time of the year. I mean, certainly it's fine any time of the year, but in particularly now, when we start thinking about changing things. But how can we change? So many people make the mistake to think shetchilas shinui b'chayim, that the beginning of change is peseach b'chelak ha'maisi, that it begins with a chelak ha'maisi, with actually doing something. Of course, it's very valuable to change Lamaisa, but what he's explaining is that it's a mistake to think that the change begins with the actual Maisa of change. Even before there's any light entering into the heart or into the mind. The people who make this mistake to think that they have that the change must be lemaisa immediately, without allowing the oireach, the guest, into the heart, into the mind, He says that very likely, lova meheri lamapach nefesh, they're very likely to fall into an emotional trap. When they discover that even though they jumped into changing something, but they realize that they don't really have the koyach to add more spiritual acts to their lives, especially if they're going through a difficult time, the nishba libam, and these eager beavers who just jumped into something become brokenhearted, al she'enem oisim b'poyel as mashal adaitem nidresh, because they're not actually living according to what their intellect dictated the change should be. So the mind, the intellect, the person made up in his mind that I want to be different. That's wonderful. And they undertook some project of change. But very often they realize, especially after the Yom Tovim pass, and especially if some difficult period begins, they realize that what they thought, what they conceived of intellectually, in the mind, what they were thinking about, let's say, Rosh Yom Kippur, they don't feel. Hilchos Tshuva, the halachas of Tshuva are very straightforward. One has to make up in his mind not to do the aveira again in the future, right? One has to regret what he did in the past. So there's the future, there's the past. And then there's presently saying vidui, right? Acknowledging and confessing one's aveiras in the present. It sounds almost like a mathematical formula. And it sounds relatively simple. The only people for whom tshuva sounds simple are the ones who never did it. But if you've ever tried to do tshuva, you know that it's not so simple just to make up your mind that you're never going to do the aveira again, to regret that whatever you did in the past, and to say vidui in the present. The vidui part, that's simple. I mean, you just open the siddur, the machzor. That's not hard. But when it comes to deciding that you're never, ever going to do that again, and to look back and say, I regret ever having done that, when in the heart of hearts of who you are, you really enjoyed it when you did it. And in your heart of hearts, you really don't know for sure that you wouldn't do it again. So, even though on paper tshuva looks like something that's relatively scientific and simple, but when it comes to the nefesh, when it comes to the heart and to the soul of a person, it's not simple. It's not simple to say, I regret that I did that. You really regret it? I mean, you regret that it counts against you and that you might get in trouble. But it was a geshmaki piece of lashon hara. I mean, b'shas ma'aseh you enjoyed it, and you're horrified at yourself that you actually enjoyed that piece of lashon hara. There are people that are like that, perhaps, but I don't think there are so many. Mostly, I enjoyed it in the past, and I'm not really certain if I won't deny myself that pleasure in the future. For now, I'll say vidui. So the complications, of course, when you take place when a person intellectually says, I am going to change. And they jump into changing. But the mind and the heart have not really, really been transformed. And therefore, very often, we fall short of the decisions that we've made. And even though we had certain resolutions in the head, they wear off long before Chanukah. You don't have to wait till Chanukah usually. So, this is a problem. Ram, ilu yaskilu, the bottom of the right-hand side of page 5. If they would only realize, yavinu shereishis chochem lihipasach o lihipaseach el ha'kara ha'brur b'Hashem Yisbarach, shehi matonas atkufa, shenichta aleihem. If only a person would open up to recognize Hashem in his life, to realize that this tkufa, that this time in your life that has fallen upon you, shehimatnas hatkufa shenichta aleihem, hahavana, hahergish, hayidia. If instead of the person jumping in to the lamaisa and afterwards feeling the terrible, terrible tzibrachenkeit over not living up to those expectations that he or she had of himself, instead of the person would open himself up to that clear understanding that what you need to be focused on is this present moment in your life and the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you at this moment in your life. And ba'oskam b'matana zu yiru im hazman eizah hashpo mechalelas b'nafsham be'ayoysa mevi'a mimela gam al chelek ha'maisa. And if you have the right attitude about what we're learning, that to accept that what you're going through in life is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring you closer to Him, then even afterwards, if it becomes difficult and it becomes challenging and it's not clear to you anymore the resolution that you made back in Rosh Hashanah, and it could be that you fell to pieces and you fell apart and you didn't live up to that, but if you realize that in that itself, it could be that Hashem Yisbarach is giving you the gift of feeling a tzibrachenkeit that will bring you ultimately closer to Him. A feeling of the tachlis is to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem Yisbarach works with us in all different ways. And there are all different kinds of orchim that come into our lives. There was an interesting discussion between the Chofetz Chaim Schusser Galeno and the Imre Emes and the Ger Rebbe. They met by the Knesset Gedolah in Europe, I think it was in Vienna, and they were together there. As a matter of fact, I remember reading the Sefer that they needed someone to help interpret from the Yiddish from one to the other. That's how hard it was for them to understand each other, the different dialects. But the Chofetz Chaim had tremendous derech eretz for the Imre Emes, as did the Imre Emes, of course, for the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim, was discussing something from this past parasha, where it says, "Achrei Hashem alkechem teleichu," that uvaisid bakon, that you should go after Hashem and attach yourself to Hashem. And the Chofetz Chaim was talking about the word achrei as opposed to achar. And he said that really, when you say the word achrei, it means something further away, and it should say achar instead of achrei. So the Chofetz Chaim said that a Jew has to know that even if you're far away from Hashem, he told the Imams, even if you're far away from Hashem, that you could still bring yourself back and to be dovuk to Hashem and attach yourself to Hashem. And the Imam smiled and he said that it's a beautiful pshat, but the Chassidim we say differently. But the Chassidim we say it's davke because you're far away and you feel brokenhearted, that for the first time in your life, because of that brokenheartedness, that in that state of brokenheartedness you've never ever been closer. Not that despite the brokenheartedness you can return to God. That's what the Chofetz Chaim is saying. The Imam said, but the Chassidim we say that is because of the brokenheartedness you can come back to Hashem. Because we're never ever as honest as we are at those times if we don't push the guests away. If we take the guest in, it's a time of tremendous honesty and tremendous humility. And humility and honesty are the openings to tshuva, to real tshuva. Not just to say, I'm going to change, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then when it doesn't go well, or when you fail the first time, then it's all for foul.
Yesh le'itim netiyah b'nafshe shel adam,
Shechofich l'sayrel ha'emes, mekoiches atzmai. There are times, yeshli nitiya b'nafshe shel adam, there are times when the person feels there's a certain nitiya, shechofich l'sayrel ha'emes, mekoiches atzmai, that he wants to be mesayre to the truth with his own koiches. He doesn't want Hashem to throw him a piece of bread. He doesn't want Hashem. He wants to be able to be a gever, to be somebody who could pull himself up and pull himself out, and to be ma'orer with his own koiches, to come to the truth. And that gives him a very, very wonderful feeling. Any time that you and I do something on our own, and we come to it on our own, obviously it feels good. However, if you're told about something, or especially if something was really against your own better judgment and you were just brought into something, without your choice, it's the nature of a person, especially a strong-willed, independent person, it's the nature not to feel so good about that. There's something in the nature of many people who are like that, who are more independent, that if there's something that somebody else thinks of for you, or somebody suggests to you, you bedavka have to go against it. There are many families where you see that the children are bedavka, they'll bedavka be not like the parent. Bedavka not like the parent. And the more the parent wants the kid to be a certain way, the child will bedavka be different. They're very strong natured, and they want to have their own bechira. And the fact that my parents are making a choice for me, I'll bedavka go. Not that it's a conscious thing to rebel, although sometimes it becomes that. Not that it's a conscious desire to rebel, but there's such a need for my own bechira, for my own hisayrus, that the very fact that I have parents who are making choices for me, even though they're the best choices in the world, I'll cut off my nose despite my face. It doesn't make a difference. I have to do it myself. I don't want somebody making this decision for me. So you'll find many parents that are not so big into the Yiddishkeit, and the kids come out to be the firmest kids in the world. And you find other families with their parents and tzaddikim and the makpidim and the dalachumis and everything, and the kid, maybe later on when he makes his own choice. First, he has to knock down his parents. He has to knock down that whole world that they built for him. And then on his own, he'll make a world for himself. And there are more strong-willed, independent type of people that are like that. That's just the nature. That's the nature of the Bria. So for these people, when it's something without their own hisoiris, their own bechira, magish nachus, doesn't feel good. What's the chachme if Hashem's bruch was ma'ira me? What's the chachme if it's something that fell upon me, that I didn't work out myself? Yehudim smeichim megulasa. Jews who are happy and rejoice in their redemption. Asher bepesa pisoim tavar aleihem, where all of a sudden Hashem, just like in Mitzrayim, we were unworthy, and all of a sudden, Hashem took us out on eagle's wings, and it was gewaldic. Hashem just plucked us out from Mitzrayim. Behesach adas, v'loy mischusam. We weren't really worthy. We didn't expect it. Behiskarvam lamoy lifnei Hashem. The fact that now they're able to be close to God, forget about the chachma that I would have rather done it on my own. What's the difference how I got here? It's a mechaya to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, I'm so upset that God took me out of Mitzvah. I really wanted to do it myself. You weren't doing it. It wasn't happening. And you were sinking lower and lower. So you had this big, independent-minded, free-thinking person, you want to make yourself into something. The Baruch Shalom, it ended up that the Baruch Shalom took you out and he brought you close to him. So, Lamai said, once you're there, ain't mechapsim chachmas. You don't look at chachmas. Elam yakrim is aschus l'skayv al akar b'shmoy b'chvedis baruch shitachlas ebriya. You just value and treasure the schus to be living right now at this moment close to Hashem. Hashem is baruch chofetz b'tachlis zu. Sof kol sof, that's the tachlis of our lives. And Hashem interrupted your life and reached down to you. She'akiyu v'yedu, ki l'chaticha kol berach teshava kolosh l'fanach yichru v'yipol, like we say in Aleinu, that we should come, that we should serve Him. U'be'ayoysa zayrachas ha'meira, ma'amokum l'choshe b'katnus migram l'kach. Again, he's talking about the visitor, the oreach, meaning the following. There is something in the person that tells him that I didn't want to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way. I didn't want to come to him crawling on my knees. I didn't want to come to him in a way that I was beaten and crushed, and without any choice, I turned to him. I didn't want to come to him in such a way. I want to come to him like a gvir. I want to come to him in a good way, in a nice way. But the Metzius is, as you and I all know, that on those good days of Kabbalah Sfenei Shechina, we have a habit of overstaying our visit in Mitzrayim. We have a habit of staying in Mitzrayim. So there are sometimes like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gift, and He sends a guest into our lives. The guest is what? The guest is something that we didn't expect. Some misfortune, chas v'shalom, a difficulty. Things are not going the way we wanted. And we feel like we're misyayish because we don't know. Me'ayin yovei ezri. We don't know what's going to be. But through those difficult moments, through those tzaras, through the feeling of being misyayish when it comes to this world and who could help us, so we do come back to Him crawling on our knees. In the end, He was the one that brought us back to Him. He was the one that gave us that opening. It came in a strange way. It came in an unexpected way. It came as a guest into our lives. An unexpected guest and an unwelcome guest. But through that time of my life, I acknowledge that He helped me come back to Him. And I'm grateful for that. I wasn't doing it on my own. And even though I said, I could do this while living in the comfort of my wonderful life that's called Pnei Shechina, I could do this with everything going just right. I could be that servant of God with all of my wealth and with all of my comfort. I could be that. And I could do that on my own in my present life with all that I have. The truth is that most often it doesn't work that way. And in the end, Hashem pulls us out of Mitzrayim. And the way that He pulls us out of Mitzrayim is by tearing us out of the Meitzarim, out of the narrow straits, the smallness of who we are. And unfortunately, the most effective way of bringing a person out of smallness is bringing him to a place of Ur Ches, of the light of Eight, is Davka through challenges and difficulties. That's the Metzius. But the end is, u'beyoseh zayrachas u'meira. The end is the redemption is shining. And here you are, closer to Hashem than you've ever been before in your life. Ma'amokim l'chashe v'katnes migram l'kach. What's the difference of what it was that brought you to that? You're here. Atzas yetzeh hizu. To be overly concerned and preoccupied with why did it have to happen in this way, and through such difficulties, those thoughts come from the Yetzer Lahachik min ha'ikar, to cause us to forget the ikar. The ikar of life and the tachlis of life is his karvus l'Hashem, his closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ikar. That's why we were created. What's the difference how you got there? So you're saying, I could have done it on my own. I didn't have to have this difficulty. I didn't have to have this guest in my life. I could have done it on my own. I was just about to do it. I was just about to do that. I was just about to give you a real davening. And Hashem Yisbarach said, I'm waiting for a real davening. You know, 20, 30, 40 years, I didn't hear real davening. So now something, I sent you a little bit of a guest in your life, something hard in your life, I got to tell you, it's the first davening I heard. The first real davening I heard 30, 40 years. You told me for 30, 40 years you're going to give me a real davening. I didn't hear it. For 30, 40 years, I'm looking for you to knock on my door a little bit, to have a shaychus to me, to have a connection to me. I haven't seen it. I was just about to. Hashem says, I didn't see it. I gave you a beautiful home. I gave you beautiful children. I gave you a wonderful family. I gave you parnos. I gave you all these good things. I gave you your health. And all I saw as a result of that was forgetfulness, shikha. So Hashem Yisbarach says, I sent you a guest, unwelcomed, unexpected guest. What was that? Yayush, difficulties, nobody else to turn to, challenges. And now you're coming back to me. But now you're turning to me. Ulusium Bechech Masaik. And to conclude with something very sweet for our mouths, for our palates, he quotes here from Rabbi Tzadok HaKayin that we spoke about at the beginning. It's a very famous Torah in Devei Sofer. This Torah is a big, big mitzvah to give over to the family and to teach if you're in school and to look inside the actual Sefer and to Divrei Sefer Tazayin. It's a very big mitzvah to see. The words of Rav Tzadok HaKayin Lublin. His Yahrzeit's coming up, Mitzvah, next week. B'chol binyan umah Yisrael, Rav Tzadok HaKayin writes the following. Tasa'al is Yahrzeit. Tonight Rav Kook's Yahrzeit. Tes Elul is the Kohen's Yahrzeit. V'chol binyan uma ha-Yisraelis. The entire construction, building of this wondrous nation, Am Yisrael, haya achar ha-Yeyush ha-Gomer, it took place after complete despair, after there was no hope. I mentioned this a few shiurim ago. Da Avram v'sar v'zikenim. Avram avinu v'sari menu. We're very old. As it says in Pasuk, Mimila Lavram, Henik Lasara, Henik Banam Lasara, what does it say in Pasuk? That it wasn't possible. Avram Avinu was very old. And Sarimenu couldn't possibly have children. In other words, there was Yayush. There was absolutely no hope that there was going to be a Jewish people. Shle Ola Aldas Adam Oid Lahaminza. No one would have believed it. Sarimena was laughing. It was impossible. And even after the Malach came and made the promise, the Sarat Tzedekis Yoda Vehemina, that Hashem has brought Kol Yochel, and Sarimena was a big Tzedekis, and she knew and she believed that Hashem could do anything. Him Kol Zayis Tzachak Kabikirba, and nevertheless, inside of her, she couldn't accept it. She was laughing inside. Sheyarochik etzlo lahaminza, it was far from her to believe in such a thing. Biyada ziknus Avram v'chein ziknusa, knowing how old Avram Avinu was and how old she was. And remember, Chazal says she wasn't capable of having a child. From hayirotz Hashem is baruch lefaktam. If Hashem Yisbarach wanted us to have children, we would have had a family many, many years ago. Why did Hashem do that? Why did He make it so hard? Why couldn't it be a nice, regular situation with Avraham Avinu and Sarai Menu being 30 years old, let's say. In those days it was a little bit, I can't say, 30 years old, 40 years old, with a stroller. Like, it would have been very nice. It would have been nice. The Baruch Shalom is very good. He's very loving. Could have made a very, very nice story. It would have been beautiful. Instead, we have Tzvei Alta Menschen. She Bechlal doesn't have the Kalim to have a child. It's a long time already, Miss Yayish. It could have been such a nicer picture. We say that about our lives all the time. It could be so much nicer. It could be such a better picture. And Rav Tzadok says that remember, this is the beginning of Am Yisrael. It's not just another. It's not just another marriage. We're not talking about another kid. We're talking about the beginning. It means that the shurish of the existence of the Jewish people comes from a place of no hope, from a place that was completely, completely irrational and hopeless. Can you have to look inside David's heart and see the whole thing? He skips a little bit. Of course, this is all Hashem's plan. That the existence or the creation, the beginning of our nation should be davka from that place of yeyush, of absolutely letting go, of there being no possible way out, of there being no hope. Shlahem in shum adam, no person in the world believed it. Va'afilu sara shetipaket aydin, Sara Imenu herself didn't believe that it could be. Now look at these words. Ki zeh kol ha'adam ha'yisraeli, because this is the entirety of being a Jew. This is the essence of what it means to be a Jew. Lahamin she'ein lehisya'ish klal, to believe that one should never ever give up. Lahamin she'ein lehisya'ish klal, never ever. There's no such thing as yeish. Delahilum Hashem Yisbarach yochel lazer, because Hashem Yisbarach could always help. Is there anything that's too wondrous? Is there anything beyond Hashem? And one should not engage in chakiris and all kinds of philosophical inquiries and think with seichel. Loma osa Hashem kacha. Why did Hashem Baruch do this to me? Why did I have this in my life? The last page. The Chaim Rav Tzadik says, Yeshua de la'asid. And so regarding the coming of Mashiach, the future redemption, it says in Pasuk, Mi hemin lishmu aseinu. Who will believe the news? No one's going to believe the news. Who will believe it? Who will believe it? Even though we say every day animam and officially we believe, but lamaisa, when it happens, there's been so many years of yeyush and so many tefillas, and we all think inside of our heads so many bigger tzaddikim than us and generations of holy Jews, and it never happened. I mean, mi hemen lishmu aseinu? Who's going to believe the news? Lachin amru dein ben David ba achi yisyashu min hagula. And the Gemara says that Mashiach won't come until we give up hope in redemption. Meaning, when there's no logical reason to believe that it could happen. Where we completely let go. We're misyayish from ever finding redemption. And the only thing that could be is that Hashem will somehow bring us back to Him. But there's no seichel, there's no explanation, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't work out historically and sociologically and economically and politically and religiously, whatever it is. Val Kain Omar. And that's why it says in Pasuk Navi, Habitu Avram Avichem, that a Jew has to always gaze back and look at our father Avram. Vel Sara Techelelchem, and Sara who bore us, who gave birth to us. To remember how we were born, how Am Yisrael was born. The Gam Hascholas Binyanchem Hayekain Achar Hayayush, that our birth came after Yayush. Va'avram Avinu Olav Shalom Reisha Uma Husha Posach Davazeh, and our father Avram, the beginning of our nation, the father of our nation, he opened this opening for us. Avram Avinu never stopped believing. Avram Avinu was never ever misyayish, meaning that achar hayayish he wasn't misyayish. Achar hayayish, all the yayish meant is that there's no doctor in the world who would ever ever say that my wife and I can have a baby. It's impossible. But Avram Avinu lived every second achar hayayish without being misyayish. Hayipolim Hashem Dover. Kshenish Beloit. And look what happened. When Lot was taken as a prisoner. Now remember, Lot is not Stam, a Mishpach of Avram Avinu. Lot contains within him what? Mashiach. Right? Lot is the father of Moav, and from Moav would come Rus, and from Rus would come David, and from David comes Mashiach Tzikena. So Lot was taken. That was it. Where was he taken? By whom was he taken? He was taken by crazy, barbaric people. And that was the end. And everybody else said, it's a foul. There's no way to save him. He was taken by these powerful kings. And it's finished. And what's the Indian to go after him? There's nothing to do. It's a foul. But that's not what Avram Avinu did. Avram Avinu Ozer Atzmai Im Shin Yud Ches Yelidei Beisai. He gathered together the 318 members of his household. Lir Daif Acher Arba Malachim. To go after the four kings, to go free, to rescue Lot, which means to rescue redemption, Mashiach. Shin Yud Ches, 318, is Begematria Eliezer. According to Chazal, he only took one person with him. He took Eliezer. And Eliezer, the name Eliezer equals 318. What does that mean? Why is it that Eliezer, Davke, this one person, that's it, the one who never ever left him, he went with Avram Avinu, and why is it important that it equals 318, and that we're told that he took 318 with him? Why doesn't it just say he took Eliezer? Not Eliezer, whose name equals 318. Why? Because the meaning of the name Eliezer is clear in the Torah. It's a Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom who named his son Ki Elokei Be'azri Ve'yatzileni. Ki Elokei Ovi Be'azri Hashem, the God of my father, helped me Ve'yatzileni. He saved me. So the name Eliezer means Hashem saved me. Hashem helped me. Hashem is always there for me. In other words, in that state of Yeyush, Shekvar Hoya Cherev Paro Al Tzavaro, when Moshe Rabbeinu was a fugitive, when there was a price in his head, when there was no way for him to continue with his life, Hashem took him from that place of Yeyush and built up a family and gave him a life after he was supposed to die. So the name Eliezer means that Acher Hayeyush Hashem can help. Not only that, but Mitoich the Yeyush, one comes to realize Elokei Avi Be'ezri, Elokei, that Hashem is the only one who could help me. Yom Acher Hayeyush She'ein L'Hesyayish Mishum Dov, never ever to give up hope. That Hashem is Baruch can help you. When the person thinks that there's no hope, if you turn to him and you accept that.
They left out the Yeyush
is 317. Right. In the piece over there, Rabbi Sadek says that he didn't quote that. It's important to quote the whole thing with the sukkah there, but all right, we don't have time for that. But Yeyush, the gematria of Yeyush is 317. Shkar, the gematria of Yeyush is 317. 318 is beyond Yeyush. You understand? It's one beyond Yeyush. Because beyond Yeyush, if you're able to close your eyes and to realize that this Yeyush was to bring you to that point, which is Orches, 8, which is the one beyond. 318 is that one which is beyond 317. Yeyush is 317. Yeyush is 317. So he took that which was beyond Yeyush, Hashem is Baruch Hu, Hayipol Hashem Dover, and that's what's meant by he took the 318. The 318 really, really means Eliezer. It just means Hashem helps me. when I let go of what I was depending upon and relying upon, and I know that nothing is beyond Hashem. So therefore it's one beyond Yayush. Shashem is Baruch Yochel Lazak Neged Hakol. That's a from Rapsodic to see inside. Divrei Soi from Tazayin. Rapsodic has many swarm. It's a and Divrei Soi from. Kvanoidiv in Esparsim, he ends. It's very well known in Ba'ilim in the world. Mashadibar, Rabbi Nachman Breslov, Schusa Yelena, Kaidim is Talkusai. The great scream of Rabbi Nachman before he died, which was on the walls of all Breslov Batim at Roshim. Hashmiel calls the Akiv at Sa'akim Emekalev when he screamed from the depths of his heart, Rabbi Nachman, Gewalt, Zait Achnit Niyayish. Gewalt, Gewalt, don't ever give up hope. V'aysib is Haloshim Ubekar Golem, he added, and he screamed out, Kan Yeyush is Garnit Fahandin. Ein Yeyush Ba'olam Klal O Klal. There's no such thing as a Jew giving up. There's no such thing. Hashem Yisbach should help us that we should be able to let go of the things that we rely upon, and to let go of those things that are holding us back from Him. The tzaddikim say that when we say in all the davening of Hashem Kippur, we say Uvachein, right? Uvachein tein pachtecha. Uvachein yiskadishim. Everything's Uvachein, Uvachein. And the tzaddikim say that what does it mean Uvachein? And so it is. Uvachein. Uvachein means that there are many, many things in life that we're holding on to, and it has to be just like this. And the key to tshuva is that feeling of Uvachein. Let it be. So it is. It's not what I thought. The tachlis is uvechein yiskadishim, uvechein tein pachtecha, uvechein tzadikim. The uvechein means so it is. It's not what I thought. And there are things in life that happened in a way that we didn't expect and not what we thought. But that's dafka the key to coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings us to a place of honesty and sincerity and humility and the dveikus b'Hashem, which is the reason that we were put into this world. So Hashem's book should help us that we should welcome our orachim. We should welcome our guests in a good and proper way. And it should be good and it should be easy. It should be a wonderful and healthy year. And the Rebbeinu Shlom knows that we're very, very weak. Our generation is very, very weak. And He doesn't have to send us big nisyonos. Little nisyonos knock us off pretty much. We don't need big nisyonos. There are people that go through terrible, terrible big nisyonos. You know, the Gemara says that even if a person reaches into his pocket to get a certain amount of change, it comes out a little bit less. That's also nisayon. That's a good enough nisayon. We don't need big nisayonis. We don't need. Because we don't do so well with the guests like that. But if Hashem is Baruch Hu, if we'll accept the guests that He does send us with more of a gracious, appreciative attitude, and use these experiences as a time to try to get closer to Hashem Baruch Hu and to be better, so then we'll discover the Tnei HaShechina that we never saw and we never knew in our lives, much, much, much more than when we didn't have those Orachim. It should be a good Gebeshtir, Lomu L'Kal Yisrael.